Good evening, everyone. My name is Bonnie Taylor. I'm a Platinum International Diamond with 4Life Research, and you have tuned in to our leadership training series. Several weeks ago, we began this series, and we started with generalized leadership. And now we've gone into the essentials of leadership. For the last week, we did the essentials of leading with passion, leading with purpose, and leading with vision. And tonight we're going to go into leading with heart, leading with attention, and leading with integrity. So we welcome you to the call wherever you are in the world and hope you will listen to the entire leadership training. After all, remember, this is your business and what you make of it is entirely up to you. Decide what you want, learn how to succeed, and then your team will develop. And as your team develops, you must lead them, and you want to lead them with a lot of good points and good leadership skills, and we hope to teach you that right here. So let's talk about leading with heart. There is no substitute for heart. It is the altar of spirit, the center of inspiration. One cannot fake authentic courage. Where there is doubt, there is disbelief. One cannot pretend to be compassionate. These are qualities of the heart, not the mind. We use the mind to gather information, to analyze data, and to draw intellectual conclusions. But it is from the heart that we build genuine relationships, bond with people, and bonding built with unconditional love, authentic joy, loyalty, trust, and conviction. It is through the heart that we connect with the world around us, the people, by connecting at the level of the soul. With heart, we foster commitment, not just agreement. With heart, we defy the odds of logic and rationale. We experience true passion, fueling us beyond normal limits and building a sense of awe. With heart, we take risks, forgiving ourselves and others for mistakes and miscalculations along the way. With heart, we go first, leading the way. There is no limit to the heart. Its energy is universal. Time and time again, it empowers us to manifest purpose and vision into extraordinary results. Leading with heart gives us the courage and the fuel to do something with purpose and vision. Think of this like getting into your car to go to the grocery store. The vision is clear. You know where the grocery store is and you know how to get there. The purpose is clear. You want or need something from the store. Otherwise, why waste your time and your energy? Now you need the wherewithal to get there. You need fuel to move you forward, to help you accomplish your mission. With a full tank, you can get on your way without hesitation, building momentum as you go. But without heat, you feel distracted, defeated, discouraged, or perhaps dispirited. Effective leaders do not accept this feeling of defeat because they know how disempowering it is. Without heart, there can be no passion, no enthusiasm, no feeling of energy, and no charisma. A leader high on heart and emotional intelligence breeds victory. A disheartened leader, doubtful and stressed, manifests loss. Stop and ask yourself from time to time, is my heart in my work? Am I running on a full tank of energy? Do I lead with heart? Is this reflected in the people I surround myself with? The heart has reasons that reasons cannot know. Perhaps this insightful statement helps us understand the nature of certain amazing discoveries, innovations, accomplishments, and even miracles. One does not have to look far to read about, witness, and experience the awesome power of heart. It is what makes the difference in the world today, as always. Look into any astonishing achievement, and you will find someone leading with heart. Consider just for a moment the scientists, the athletes, teachers, astronauts, healers, presidents, entrepreneurs, politicians, social workers, and leaders of all kinds who have made such a difference in the world as we know it. In many cases, these passionate leaders were not popular at the time. Some were even imprisoned, persecuted by the mainstream, and put to death. Others were criticized, judged, and cast aside. But the leaders who made the greatest difference did it with heart, And with heart, there is no giving up. The heart has reasons the mind knows nothing of. So what lies behind us and what lies ahead of us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us. That's a famous quote by Henry Thoreau. Think about those things. This is important for your leadership skills. And now let's talk about leading with attention. Excuse me. Leading with purpose, vision, and heart is often not enough to efficiently get you to the top. As the old saying goes, the devil is in the details. If we are not grounded in reality with good data, good facts, good information and feedback, we can easily misfire. Passionate leaders are most effective when they know where they are and how they are going to get there. This means paying attention to the now. Start with an honest, candid look at the facts. What is your baseline assessment today? How long does it take to do what you do? What is considered a benchmark quality and timing? What is considered best in class performance? How do you compare? Think of this like you're going in to see the doctor for a checkup. Start with a clear and measurable assessment of the current state, followed by some credible cause and effect analysis and benchmark standards. What is your blood pressure? What is your cholesterol level? What is your blood type? What are you eating and drinking? What are you doing for your body health and overall well-being? Are you currently on any medications? What are they, and what specifically is going on now? Patience is a virtue. Start by gathering your facts. It makes little sense to spend time and energy trying to solve a problem that doesn't exist. It also makes little sense ignoring a problem that does exist or missing a problem because your mind is somewhere else. The attentive leader lives in the now. Even with reflecting on past performance and visualizing future changes, the effective leader is working from the only time that really matters, the eternal now. Consider a great athlete, a musician, an artist, or a surgeon. One of the most fundamental keys to success is their ability to focus on the immediate work at hand. Some of all this, the zone. It is a mind-filled and heartfelt manifestation of flow. This is where everything comes together, purpose, idiom, and heart. We fully concentrate on what we have immediate command over, whether it is hitting a golf ball, shooting a free throw, singing a song, painting a landscape, or repairing a damaged body. We know we must be mindful of the present. A lapse in focus here can make a huge difference. Passionate leaders also recognize the value in attending to people and relationships, not just tasks and assignments. At the end of the day, all tasks and assignments connect together in some way, and we must have something to do with people. It is the relationships that we must always pay close attention to, not just the individual people and the tasks. Accurate and efficient execution of tasks without efficient and effective relationships can well lead us to failure. Put a good person in a bad situation and the bad situation wins, no contest. If we as leaders do not attend to the systems people are using, we could be missing the real problem. This speaks to the vital relationship between tasks. The same holds true for people. According to multiple university studies on the impact of verbal communication, approximately 55% comes from body language and 38% comes from tone. This leaves only 7% for content. That is actually being said. If we pay attention only to content, what is actually being said? If we pay attention only to content without attending to overall impact, we fall short of inspiring people. The attentive, passionate leader knows that it's not just what I say to people, but how I sound when I say it and what I look like when I say it. It has the most impact. Inspiring leaders pay attention to impact and the connection we all share. Leading with passion requires paying attention to what matters most. Things which matter most must never be at the mercy of things which matter least. So again, this is important. I hope you pay attention to it. And finally, let's talk briefly about leading with integrity, one of my favorite subjects. How can one speak passionate leadership and inspiring others without including integrity? Integrity defines us by the aligning of who we really are at the soul level with how we believe at the human level. It is what others see in us as a reflection of what we see in ourselves. When we are in harmonious and balance with our core existence, our authentic self, we act with power, strength, confidence, and grace. We feel whole and complete because we recognize we are whole and complete. There is no false self, no ego temptations, driving fear, guilt, greed, limiting beliefs, or artificial pride in our behavior and actions. We think and behave with composure, humility, equanimity, and profound sense of inner peace. We are not seeking attention and approval from others. We know we are loved and cared for. We are not trying to manipulate or control people. We are honestly and genuinely pursuing what we know in our hearts is the best for the greater good. This integrates us with the life force energy, with spirit, and with one another, giving us extraordinary power and grace. Within integration comes synergy and teamwork at the most profound level. With integrity, we experience life with the knowledge and wisdom of sage leaders. We know that we are never alone. We know there is a reason for everything at a lesson within us. We understand we are not independent and separate from one another, but interdependent and connected. We are as one. We know that there are no idle thoughts, that what we think and what we feel has an energy to it. We recognize the cause and effect nature of things and that what we sow is what we reap. We learn that what we attract into our lives is a reflection of how we think, how we feel, and how we behave. Therefore, we realize that leading with integrity draws integrity into our lives. Authentic teamwork requires trust, a cornerstone to any healthy relationship. Integrity builds trust within oneself and with one another. Integrity is a leadership essential that provides great competitive advantage because it is the most difficult to copy. And you know, Team Bond stands for very high integrity. I hope you remember that. When we lead with integrity, we lead with spirit. We lead with authenticity. We lead with truth. Integrity gives us a direction and a compass so that we are never lost. It points the way to our true self. So here's some questions for you. Take time now to contemplate your integrity. Do you feel whole and complete, or does it seem like something is missing? And if it is, what might that be? And how did that come to be? What is it you might be resisting or pushing away from yourself? Are you walking your true inner talk? What is your inner spirit asking of you? What is your inner guidance system telling you? And to what extent are you distracted by ego interference? This is a biggie. And how do you perceive others? Those are all really important questions for you to keep yourself on track. And how do you believe others perceive you? And do you see a correlation between all of this? Are you trusted? Are you trustworthy? Do you trust others? Do you lead by example, demonstrating integrity? Do you feel free? After all, integrity sets people free. What you are thunders so loudly that I cannot hear what you say to the contrary. Let me give you a couple of little sentences here about integrity. It cannot be faked, for integrity is honest and genuine. It cannot be manipulated, for integrity is steadfast and constant. It cannot be divided, for integrity is whole and complete. It cannot be taken advantage of, for integrity knows no bounds. It cannot be stolen, for sharing it makes it stronger. And it cannot be fought, for fighting it gives it power. So there you go. Integrity is a huge part of our business. People trust you or they don't, and it's all up to you to make that happen. So So I really encourage you to listen to these, leading with heart, leading with attention, and leading with integrity. And next week, we'll hit four more points of these essentials. And for the next few weeks, we're going to be hitting a lot about leadership. So I hope you make all of them.